praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams, the Love Truth Ministry. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank my listening audience for taking time to listen to my show. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio and for this platform. This is Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have prayer time. Teachers, students, parents, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, I continue doing our prayer and ask God to comfort and just take care of the people down in Florida. We lost a loved one 2 weeks ago in that terrible, wicked shooting. We ask you, God, to lift them all up in prayer. Hold them close to your throne room, to your heart, to your person. We ask you, Heavenly Father, who divine, who know all. We ask you to intervene for those families who lost loved ones. We ask you to intervene in things, you know, they require this hour for their friends and family acquaintance. We ask you to intervene and prevent any other child, loved one, losing someone in a wicked act. I believe more of us pray this way and pray in agreement together on a constant daily basis. We can pour down those strongholds. I'm asking God for those strongholds to be poured down. Guns out of the classroom. Guns away from people who see anything and they have an issue. So they're talking to somebody or praying about it. They grab a gun or weapon, regardless of the size or what the type. And they want to harm somebody. So we ask God for wisdom and guidance and bring down all those strongholds. I pray also, God, for the folks who are barren with cancer, that you heal their body from cancer. People who are barren with kidney disease and liver disease, any type of disease, you heal them from, God. I'm asking you, God, people who miseducated, be educated, dear Jesus. I pray that you all the stronghold of bigotry, discrimination, hatred, we pour down, dear Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, feed my Lord with all your people that walk in love and justice and peace. Yes, God, we pray for the people battling with the flu right now. And to pray for people who lost people, Jesus, to heal them, to heal their family, that keep, don't even comfort them, God. But we pray that you would tear down and put in that stronghold, whatever that flu is. Whatever it is that would kill them in person, it was something that's naturally in the atmosphere that brought the flu or whatever it comes from, bacteria, virus, whatever it is, we bring it down. And anything man-made, prevent it from being, dear Jesus. We ask you, God, for protection on you can. As I go into those scriptures, guide me, dear Jesus, guide me. Then we will go into prayer for this hour. I'll less than 15 minutes we have together this morning. In your holy, righteous name, dear Jesus, we have on this platform today, in your name, Jesus, amen. Okay. Like again, y'all, this is day, Lord, may we will rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad in it. Very, very important. God is an awesome God. He loves us. No matter what you do during the course of the day, keep yourself visual of what's going on in your surrounding, in your path. Who's saying what? If you're on social media, be mindful. What's you posting, what's on social media, How somebody acting different. Because somebody quiet by themselves or stay by themselves does not mean they're evil, wicked, or got evil, wicked thoughts. Just keep that in mind also. But be mindful how people act. They acting irrational, or they on drugs, or not on drugs, or they something happened in their house, or their home, and loved ones, or family, acquaintance, and the personality had changed drastically. So, just be mindful of that. Like I say, children, stop bullying one another. Nobody's the same. Everybody could be, all that is created different, but made in the image of God. So, be grateful who you are and how others are, and lift them up and lift each other up in prayer. Okay. Go to Psalms 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, because his mercy endures forever. The Israel now say, let his mercy endure forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, let his mercy endure forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, let his mercy endure forever. I call upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my design upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched at the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy thee. Thou hast thrust swords at me, that I may fall, but the Lord help me. The Lord is my strength and song, and because of my salvation, the Lord will rejoice in salvation in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does violently. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Oh, my eyes, it's so bad. I got to take all this medicine, and it's still not working. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I got a chronic dry eye, and it's driving me crazy. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord. That's why I should not die, but they have declared the work of the Lord. The Lord has chastened my soul. He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and not become my salvation. The stone which is built refused. The builder refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Stay now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which has shown us the light by sacrificing court, even to the horns of the altar. The altar of my God, and I will praise thee. The altar of my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Blessed he that comes in the name of the Lord. Come in the name of the Lord. It's so important. We praise God with our whole heart. Our whole heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And I want y'all to notice, I was just there. from. That was Psalms 118. Now we'll go to Psalms 3, or 5, verse 3. Romans 1-3. Give ear to my word. O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer to thee. I will look up. O Heavenly Father, and our prayer time, the children, I declare and I speak the day of the Lord to the people, to pray that they hear your voice and your cry, to they open their hearts, so spirit and mind to you, receive you in, ask you to be their Lord and their Savior, their Redeemer. We ask you, God, as children pay themselves for school all around the globe, that they have traveling buses to and from school, those who come home from school, those who go to school, even those who homeschool, they're gone. We ask you for safety and protection around them. Keep the bullies from them. Keep them from being a bully. We ask those who have any kind of issues, psychological, non-psychological, that they take it to their parents, their teachers, their guardian. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch the hearts of the elders that they recognize if there's a problem with a student or a student is coming to them by something. They would take heed and listen to that student, not isolate them, but find out exactly what's going on in their home, in their school, in around with another student, whoever may be bullying, whatever situation may be. God, we ask that the medication prescription people take for various reasons to help them, that you prevent them from causing them any kind of mental illness, dear Jesus. We ask this in all things in your holy name. We pray for the children who have been abused, or suffered through some abuse, or neglect, or they suffered through. Whenever they witnessed a terrible situation when they was young, and we pray for them, and people don't figure out how they put their hand over it, we ask you to comfort them and give them a healthy, clear mind to hear your words in the world and be active students, active studying all your words, seeking your face, seeking your glory. Your glory belongs to you, seeking your presence, dear God. We ask that the teacher be respectful and be kind to all people to truly desire to truly teach the young folks, no matter if they attend elementary school or they in a college or the university. Be an active, loving teacher and student. Be an active learning student. Be active learner. God, we ask that all the highways and byways, all through this classroom and school, the grounds of school, the school buses, the cars are coming to the school grounds, that all the streets of those walking together, walk through, is safe and protected. Protect them, God, so they can feel your protection around them, dear Jesus. All who listen to them feel protection around their children and children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, our sons and cousins, their family and friends, dear God. Again, we ask for healing, or this nation healing for the people down in Florida, people around the world who lost people due to gun violence, and lost people because people did not hang in their anger, they mad, but somebody out. God, please give us the answer, help us, and take the weapons out of the enemy's hand. We ask these and all things in your holy name, dear Jesus. All praise and glory belong to you. God, you is God, and there's no one like you. Let the world hear you like a rolling thunder. Let them see you take your weapons out of your hand. Let them feel your presence. But there's nothing impossible for you. There's still a new thing, and you wish to point to you. Yes, these are all things in you, Jesus, because you is our God, our Lord and Savior. And those on this call had not given your heart and soul, spirit and mind to Jesus, today is salvation. Ask me to your heart to be your Lord. You don't know much, just ask and say, God, teach me over you. And he will teach you. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but through him. He is the only way. regardless of what people might say. People get mad when people say that. But people telling you the truth, regardless if you like it or not. You might not like every attitude. I believe in my act. But we do believe one thing, Jesus is the way. So hold on to that truth and walk in love towards yourself, your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, all who God allow you to be in the presence of. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name. I speak peace and love towards you. This is Kim Williams again from the Truth Show. Every Tuesday, hopefully every Tuesday, at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Blog Talk Radio, underneath the speciality. You can reach me, Mr. Special, Mercy Religion, or Christianity, it's underneath Christianity. You can find me. You can go to www.lovetruthministry.com and see other things I do. If you like to travel, check me out. Just check me out. Peace and love your way. Take care. Take care.